The tree bore fruit, and then they both knew the family grew something else too. But we were there in endless summer at the first breath we drew. Then the blood cried out from the ground, the keeper is down, his brother's eastbound, and there would be no endless summer from that first drop we drew. This song comes from to sinking from that first line we drew. Next we'll go to Neptune, I guess. We'll take the express, spare no expense, and set the controls for endless summer.
And you are listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM.
You come to a fork in the road, talking about human things from a human life soon to be rendered temporarily inconceivable. It's late, it's dark, it's your neighborhood, and the shouts come. Yo, yo, yo! You had separated while quarreling about which street was safest. And when you turn to look at your lover's head turning, you're both looking down the barrel of a sawed-off shotgun. I remember that game, Can't Make Me Look, where the other kid said something like, look, there's a bunch of cop cars in front of your house, but I was smart and I wouldn't look, and they said it again, but I still wouldn't look, and they said it again, only this time I looked, and they really were there, cause my mom and dad were fighting real bad, but I won the game anyways, right? These three faceless, formless figures lay you and your distant lover down in the street on your belly, hands clasped behind your head. Probably they learned it from the cop, so the cop shows on TV, but all you're thinking is execution style. My mother gave me a BB gun for my 12th birthday to further my gender dysphoria. I pumped it up and shot a beady-eyed starling on a wire. It didn't die, but the exhilarated guilt I felt made me want to puke, to run away from home or to die myself. They don't like you in the touch of the light, so drag you, two of them do it, drag you to the indifferent darkness, where maybe you see your lover crouched somewhere, incalculably distant, with the metal pressed against his home, the gun, I mean, pressed to his pretty head. When I was a kid and found some food someplace, like in the street or on the bus, my mom would never let me eat it. It could be laced with acid, she'd say, which I thought meant corrosive, like battery acid. And imagined legions of lurking sickos lacing snacks, tossing them into gutters and watching children writhe in death agonies as their tracheas burnt away. From far away you hear yourself say, don't kill me, don't kill me. From far away you hear them say, we're gonna blow your fucking brains out, bitch, where's a bank card? Call response chorus, don't kill me, don't kill me, shut up bitch, and then the lover goes down out of your peripheral vision, and in a way nothing matters anymore because you're floating in a freeze frame cinematic joke where the punchline is those hands pulling down your bike shorts and putting their fingers up inside you. For an elastic instant, you think they're looking for your wallet in your pussy. I must have jerked off every day of my life without noticing until my mother gave me a sensitive sex ed manual when I was 11. What is masturbation? Masturbation is the manipulation of one's own genitals to orgasm. It is not wrong unless it is used to replace real sexual satisfaction with a partner. Partner? Orgasm? What? I vowed to never do it again or tell another soul as long as I lived. Not too much later, I started putting the Prell bottle up there. The one with the gun calls the others from their fun and they scatter like a handful of marbles. Yet uncountable fragments have to be swept in to escape. So far to go to see if he is really dead. You haven't heard a shot, but who knows? And you are over him and he's clutching his face. Come on, baby, take your hands away from your face. Please turn your head. In that lingering slow motion he does, and it's a bruise inside him. Just a beautiful, gorgeous egg on his noggin. When I was a kid, me and my cat Buttons used to sneak out of the house when everyone was asleep and look for vampires and werewolves in the backyard with a flashlight. I wasn't afraid of the dark. Now you can't go out alone, can you? But you're lucky to be alive, aren't you? Alive and scared of your shadow. Alive and scared of your shadow. You are, aren't you?
When the truth is found to be
Hi, this is Willie Nelson, and I need your help. Alcohol prohibition didn't work in the 20s, and marijuana prohibition isn't working today. It's time we stop arresting law-abiding citizens because they prefer marijuana over alcohol. Nearly 2,000 Americans are arrested every day on marijuana charges. We're unfairly destroying the lives and careers of hundreds of thousands of people each year simply because they smoke marijuana. These are not criminals. They're average citizens like you, good neighbors who work hard, raise families, pay taxes, and contribute to their communities. We need your help to end marijuana prohibition once and for all. It's the fair thing to do.
For more information, contact NORML, the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws. Call toll-free 888-67-NORML or visit their website at norml.org.
a song we'll sing. Fears that we will die. You can make the mountains ring or make the angels cry. Though the bird is on the wing and you may not know why. Come on, people now, smile on your brother, everybody get together. Some may go, he will surely pay his. When the one that left us here returns for us at last, we are but a moment's sunlight fading in the grass.
Let's go to San Diego. This is Brian Kernahan, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
I'd like to sink her with my pink torpedo. Big bottom, a big bottom. Talk about bun cakes, my girl's got them. A big bottom, drive me out of my mind. How could I leave this behind? I met her on Monday. My lucky bun day, you know what I mean. And I love her each weekday, each velvety cheek day, you know what I mean. My love gun's loaded and she's imprecise. Big game is waiting there inside her tights. A big bottom, a big bottom. Talk about mud flaps, my girl got them. Bottom, drive me out of my mind. How could I leave this behind. Talk about mud.